This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Bunker Boys in Mount Airy, Millie Christine in Welch's Creek, and the Hilton Girls in Charlotte. Three sets of conjoined twins, famous in their day, lived and died here in the mountains, Piedmont, and Lowcountry of North Carolina. Here's commentator Nan Graham.
Mama used that expression a lot. Sally and John are so close, I believe they're joined at the hip. Chang and Ing Bunker, those transplants to Western North Carolina, were the most famous of that particular kind of couple. They were the original Siamese twins and lent their name to the condition now called conjoined twins. With their fortune earned from international tours as box office hits with traveling shows, the successful Bunker Boys became part of the slave-owning Southern gentry. They married North Carolina sisters and alternated between two separate households and fathered a grand total of 21 offspring. They have 1,500 descendants living today. North Carolina seemed a hotbed for such twins. In Columbus County, Millie Christine, born into slavery in 1854, became internationally known. Educated in Europe, they were emancipated in the United States in 1863 during the Civil War. Fluent in French, German, and Spanish, the girls sang beautifully, one singing soprano and the other harmonizing in alto. They teamed with P.T. Barnum and toured Europe. The wealthy twins sent money to their father in eastern North Carolina to buy the plantation that they had been born on. The twins eventually retired to that plantation, which they had left as slaves and returned to as celebrities. The Hilton girls, Daisy and Violet, were born in England in 1908. Their parents were glad to hand off the double twins to the midwife, who bought or maybe adopted the infants. She quickly featured them as an attraction in her Brighton pub's front window. The enterprising midwife slash entrepreneur, Mary Hilton, raked in a small fortune in no time. Later, parlaying the phenomenon into show business, Hilton whisked the pretty 8-year-olds off to America. The twins received no education and were routinely beaten as children. Dragged from carnivals and fairs to perform, Violet did learn to play the saxophone and Daisy the violin. When Mary Hilton died, daughter Edith inherited or was given the 11-year-old twins, details are murky, who began their career as vaudeville performers. Violet and Daisy eventually shared the bill with rising young comic Bob Hope. As an adult, she earned thousands, but never received a penny of it. At age 23, the twins sued their manager and won, collecting $100,000 and their freedom. The girls were each married briefly, but when vaudeville disappeared, so did the marriages, along with their showbiz careers. In 1945, they performed in a Charlotte theater, but were abandoned there by their agent, who vanished with their earnings. A kindly grocer gave them jobs, checking out produce, constructing a special counter so they appeared to be regular employees. All of these amazing united twins spent most of their adult lives in North Carolina, where each rests forever. Two, yet one.
Commentator Nan Graham is in her 24th year as a WHQR commentator. Commentaries don't necessarily reflect the views of WHQR Public Media, its staff, or its members.